Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 125, where we discuss an article from Stephen Barley titled Technology as an Occasion for Structuring, Evidence from Observations of CT Scanners and the Social Order of Radiology Departments, published in Administrative Science Quarterly in 1986. This is one of several studies stemming from his dissertation work. Barley examined the introduction of new technologies into established organizational settings to see how patterns of work changed. The sites of his studies were hospitals, and the new technologies were CT scanners, computed tomography, that used X-rays and digital computing capabilities. CT scanners generate cross-sectional images of soft tissues in the body, allowing for better diagnosis of various conditions that X-rays alone were insufficient in uncovering. Now, this was good for doctors and patients, to be sure, but what about the radiologists? Barley correctly presumed that the introduction of these new computer-based skills and knowledge in the form of CT technologists would alter the institutionalized patterns of behaviors within radiology departments. The question was how this would occur and what new structures would result. This particular article we reviewed presented a comparison of two hospitals, codenamed Urban and Suburban, where the scanners were introduced, and he captured the resulting episodes of cooperation, conflict, and reconciliation that the established radiologists and young technologists underwent. Barley took the important step of beginning his observations months prior to the arrivals of the scanners, allowing him to understand the behavioral patterns already being enacted, so to best capture the drama as the scanners and technologists came and disrupted the status quo. Due to decisions made on how the scanners would be introduced, the stories unfolded very differently at the two hospitals. In Suburban, the technologists began with using their specialized knowledge to negotiate their relationships with the radiologists, but would soon usurp the radiologists' superior positions and bring about a role reversal where the technologists were practically doing the diagnosis. In Urban, the result was similar, but the path differed, because they employed radiologists who already knew something about the technology. Those would instead usurp the technologists and prevent them from exercising the same level of autonomy seen at Suburban. However, this proved unsustainable, and eventually the ignorance of the radiologists would cause them to yield to the technologists' knowledge of the equipment. Barley used these experiences to develop a generalized form of script that reflected how institutionalized patterns influenced actions undertaken, which in turn would cause changes back to the institutionalized patterns. This continuous feedback loop would over time cause deep institutional changes to occur, and some of Barley's later works refined this idea of script for the purposes of connecting institution theory with structuration theory. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.